the Mushid Dayans, the Ariel Sharons, walking to what they call today the Western Wall. They call it Ha'itul Makkah, the Wailing Wall. And for us, we repeat every time that we take this platform, Laysa hunaka Ha'itul Makkah. There is no Wailing Hall. Innaha Ha'itul Buraq. It is the Wall of the Buraq. It is only in 1967 that the Zionists claimed legitimacy of Ha'itul Buraq. And so the events that is taking place right now, what we have seen happening for the last month around Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, is not in isolation of what started off in 1967. And so painfully, we have to remind you today that in 1967, already we lost an integral part of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. In 1967, we lost the Ha'itul Buraq. That is in spite of the fact that in 1929, the Palestinian people started Thawratul Buraq, the revolution of the Buraq Wall, to safeguard this very integral part of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Even today, many Muslims are confused. Many Muslims compromise on an integral part of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Many Muslims even today believe that the Jewish community have a right at the Wailing Hall. Some of us believe it is a good interfaith exercise. There's nothing interfaith about the Ha'itul Buraq. Every portion of that masjid, every portion of the compound of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, Haqqun lil-Muslimin, is the haqq of the Muslimin. And so in 1967, and therefore 2017, Masjid Al-Aqsa experienced 50 years of occupation. Besides the fact that they have taken charge of the Ha'itul Buraq and converted it to the Wailing Hall. You know, the night of Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj, Rasulullah entered that bab. It is called classically Babun Nabi, the gate of the Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Why? Because he entered through that particular gate. He entered Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. The keys of that door, of that gate, was taken away by the Zionists from 1967 till now. And not a single Muslim have ever entered that bab again after 1967. If you look at the expansionist plan or the divisionist plan of the Zionists, you will actually see it is from this particular point that they intensify the excavations almost immediately the year after that. 1968, the Zionists commence with Hafriyat Taht al-Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, the excavations beneath Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Because Zionism is driven by the ideology. The state is incomplete without the capital. The capital must be Al-Quds for them. And that the capital is incomplete without the temple. And the temple is the Temple of Solomon. And they believe the Temple of Solomon must be built on the ruins of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. So from 1968 till now, the Zionists have intensified the excavations to prove archaeologically that there are enough archaeological traces of the Temple of Solomon.